Ladies and legends, Andy here, day 165 of the Inner Winner Show. We're going to answer a Patreon's question. Mr. Ed. Ed likes asking a lot of questions, and I'm very grateful for the questions because they're fucking awesome questions. If you want to ask me questions yourself and have me answer them on the podcast, just like Ed, you can join my Patreon at patreon.com/killyourinnerloser. So Ed is asking a follow-up question to a previous question that he had asked and I had answered on episode 91. And I'll leave a link in the show notes below if you want to go listen to 91, or you can just go to theinnerwinnershow.com/91. And in that podcast, I was talking about the fact that unless you are super, super, super elite looking, and I'm certainly not myself, most of your lays won't be super, ultra, mega hot girls. You will still bang really, really, really cute girls. You will still bang hot girls. You will bang some super sexy girls, but they will be less common. The cute girls will be your bread and butter, and every now and then you'll get a super hot girl, right? This isn't a good thing. This isn't a bad thing. It's just the way it is. Again, if you get ultra, ultra, ultra elite, then yeah, sure, you'll be banging only super hot girls. I'm not there myself. I'm working towards that. It's not my desperate main mission. I've got other things that I'm working on, my podcast, my coaching, stuff like that. But yeah, there you go. So he asked a follow-up question and he said, I'll read his question out. I'm still in the beginning of my getting laid journey. I'm not worried about never having sex with really hot girls. However, I am worried that even after I spend years improving myself, I will still struggle with consistently getting enough really hot women. He says, reading on your forums and the Good Looking Loser forums, among elite guys, this seems to be one of the most common challenges, along with retention. And when we say retention, we mean keeping a girl around, like a girl wanting to keep, you know, having casual sex with you for a while, or friends with benefits with you for a while. He says, can you elaborate further on your ideas from the previous episode? What is the difference between really cute versus hot girls in your definition? Have you or other elite guys you know struggled with feeling like you're not getting enough really hot girls despite spending years on self-improvement, working on your physique, your style, your Tinder profiles, photos, your confidence, talking to girls, etc.? So I will answer, and I'll start by saying hot is going to depend entirely on your own definition. I can't tell you what is hot for you, right? Like some of the things that I find incredibly hot, like I like really inexperienced 18-year-old chicks. Like, that's just always been hot to me. That might not be hot to you. You might not like that at all. Some guys like MILFs. Some guys like girls with a big ass. I fucking hate that. I cannot stand girls with a booty. I just don't like it. I like flat as fuck kind of asses. And so many guys will be like, that's weird, dude. Like, you don't like an ass? No, I just don't. I'm not attracted to it. So hot is going to depend on your definition. But let's just try and find some common ground here. The best definition I've ever come up with of what a hot girl or a super hot girl is a girl that you can close your eyes and you can jerk off to her. Or if you had one picture of her naked, you could just jerk off over that picture. That's what I call hot, right? So at times in the past, yes, I did struggle with feeling like I wasn't getting enough really hot girls. Yes, I don't feel like that now. You will find that a lot of this, or a lot of the answer to your question, is this is a numbers game. So this is the thing that I think most elite guys struggle with as well. They struggle to get their heads around this. Sometimes you will get a few really ridiculously sexy and hot chicks in a row, like at the same time in a short period of time. And then you might go a long period of time without getting any. That's the fucking numbers game. I think that guys, even elite guys, some of the elite guys are worse for it because a lot of them, and when we say elite, we mean elite looking guys or super confident guys. A lot of them have a fucking ego, right? It's almost like your ego builds up or can build up as you work on yourself and work on your own self-improvement. Your sense of entitlement goes up. You start feeling like, I've put years of work into this, right? Girls should be jumping on my dick. They're not, or they are, but it hasn't worked as quickly as I want it to. I'm not getting as many hot girls as I believe I deserve. And then your ego starts to raise. I've seen guys on my forums fall victim to this. I've seen guys on the Good Looking Loser forums and other forums where you say, you know, I'm busting my ass here. How come I'm not getting a new ridiculously hot girl every single week? And it's like your ego has grown with your self-improvement, which is hilarious because in a lot of cases, you become more humble. I've certainly become more humble. Look at me bragging about how fucking humble I am. But some guys, their ego grows. Or it's more like you feel like you it's like a sense of karma. And I understand it. It's like I've put 3 years of self-improvement into myself. That's what self-improvement is. It is into yourself. I should get something for this, right? In a just world, in a fair world, and sorry, this world isn't just or fair. That's not really how life works. But, you know, the idea of karma, I worked my ass off. How come I'm not getting a bunch of hot girls? And again, we're talking about people who are getting some hot girls, but not as many hot girls as they want. And I think this is just bad expectations. I think you just have unrealistic expectations. There aren't as many ultra hot girls out there as cute girls, right? So if you want the ultra hot girls, and when I say ultra hot girls, we're talking about girls, again, that you could literally close your eyes and just jerk off over, and you're like, this girl is just a fucking goddess. I just want to come all over her fucking perfect little titties, right? Those kind of girls, there just aren't as many of them out there. Statistically speaking, because they're so far above average, there's going to be less of them. So your expectations need to be a little more realistic. If you want only those girls, you have to either get yourself to a point where you are just absolute top tier, and I'll talk about how to do that in a second, or you have to have a little bit more realistic expectations and say, okay, maybe I meet one of these girls, maybe I bang one of these girls once a month, maybe once every 2 months. I don't know, it depends on the guy, right? Or maybe you say, I'm going to have a lot of fun with the really cute girls. Like, they're awesome. They're real sweethearts. A lot of them are like, you can absolutely have amazing sex. These aren't unattractive girls. We're not talking about unattractive girls, right? Just cute girls or really cute girls. And then when I meet a really hot girl, I'll be like, wow, this is a nice bonus. I think that a lot of guys, again, it's this ego and this, I've put all this work into my own self-improvement, so I deserve ultra hot girls. No, you don't. The dating market is a free market, so to speak. If the market is telling you lots of really cute girls want to sleep with you, and maybe some occasionally hot girls want to sleep with you, there you go. That's your answer. That's your reality check. The market is literally telling you, no, you don't deserve to sleep with five new ultra hot girls every single week. The market's telling you that. So pull your ego in check, either work on yourself even more and go 10 times harder with it, or be a little more realistic and say, yeah, there's just less ultra hot girls out there. Maybe I need to wait a little longer. Maybe I need to be a little more patient. Maybe I need to keep playing the numbers game, play it even harder than I am right now, and relax a little bit, right? Eventually, I will get the ultra hot girls that I'm looking for. There's an article on Good Looking Loser called Relax, You'll Eventually Get Pussy. It's my favorite article that he ever wrote. I've read it literally hundreds of times. I'm not kidding, literally hundreds of times. It became a mantra to me. I used to remind myself, this was when I was really struggling to get like any kind of cute girls, right? I was constantly having to remind myself of this mantra. Relax, Andy. You will eventually get a cute girl. Stop. Calm down. Keep playing the numbers game. Keep working on your own self-improvement. Keep getting better and better. Keep pushing forwards. You will eventually get a really cute girl that you want to sleep with. And yeah, every single time it would eventually happen, right? If I just relaxed, kept doing what I was doing, because you're doing the right things, if you're working on your self-improvement and if you're going out there and talking to a bunch of women, and eventually I would get the girls that I wanted, right? It takes time. This is a numbers game. You can't go outside and talk to one girl, one hot girl, and expect that she'll jump on your dick. So that's kind of the answer to the elite guys who are saying, you know, how come I'm not getting a ton of ultra hot girls? Or I'm getting some ultra hot girls, but, you know, I'm not getting as many as I deserve. One, pull your ego into check. Two, have more realistic expectations. And three, play the numbers game even harder. Maybe I shouldn't even say the expectations thing, because if you work on your own self-improvement, if you keep working on it, and then if you play the numbers game 10 times harder, as in you go and talk to 10 times as many girls, then yeah, you'll get the hot girls that you think you deserve. You will. So you don't even have to have realistic expectations. Have unrealistic expectations if you want. Sure, go for it. You can probably bang 3 ultra hot chicks a week if you want to, if you're willing to talk to 1,000 women a week. Go fucking do that. That's perfectly possible. You know what I mean? I think this comes from an ego thing. I'm going to keep pulling it back to the ego thing of guys sitting there saying, I should have to put in, I've seen this a million times, guys who get themselves to an elite level of looks and appearance and style and class and all that. And then they say, I should be putting in less effort than I was before. And it's like, yes, that is true, but you've also raised your standards. So yes, you have to put in infinitely less effort to get laid, but now you're only chasing the top 0.01% of women, right? You're going for the ultra elite. If you want that, you have to work harder, way harder than you did when you were comfortable just banging pretty cute girls. So again, I'll make it clear, you can absolutely be banging tons of hot girls if you want to, but you're going to have to bust your ass and go crazy. Now, ways that you can do that, you can get yourself ultra elite. You can become rich as fuck and start showing that off, like have a flashy lifestyle. You don't have to give money to women, but looking like you have money, like you are someone who's worth a damn. Have a top 1% body or 0.1% body. Dress rich, like in suits. You could be semi-famous. Maybe you have an amazing Instagram with like fucking 50,000 followers and girls look at it and go, oh shit, who the fuck is this guy? Like you're showing off your lifestyle. I have a couple of friends who do this. Maybe you have a killer social life and girls meet you through that and you bang hot girls through that. These things are entirely absolutely possible. Of course they are. Like any of you can do this. I could fucking do this. Do I want to do this? No, this isn't personally what I want. I don't want... Okay, I'll be clear. Yes, I would always love to bang more and more hotter girls and more of them. All of us want that. Do I want to be banging what it sounds like some of these guys are talking about or complaining about, which is like one new ultra hot girl every single week? No, fuck that. I don't have time for that. Are you fucking serious? If you could give that to me for free, sure. But the amount of effort that would take for me personally, I don't want that right now. Now, let's be very clear. I am incredibly fucking satisfied with the girls that I sleep with right now. That's not some like weird rationalization. I said it in the previous podcast in episode 91, probably something like 1 in 5 girls that I bang make me go like, holy shit, this girl is hot as fuck. The other 4 are like pretty cute. I'll call them pretty cute. Back in the day, I would have called them hot as shit. But if I'm more realistic now that I've had a lot of experience and I kind of have a bit more of a lay of the land, so to speak, in terms of, you know, attractiveness of girls, I'll say the girls I sleep with now range from pretty cute to hot. Let's say that. And then 1 in 5 will be like really fucking hot that I'll be like, yep, no, absolutely. We have to keep this girl. The ones that are pretty cute, Imogen and I will either, because we date girls together, we fuck girls together. We will sort of sit down and say, do we want to see this girl a couple of more times? Do we want to see her for a long time? Like, how do we feel about her? She's kind of cute. Let's keep her around for a while. Or yeah, she's kind of cute, but like, how about we send her a polite text and say, hey, this was a lot of fun. Not really feeling the chemistry though. Don't want to continue this further. And then we're freed up to go and chase the hotter girls. So we kind of play it by ear with each girl. It's not like what it sounds like some of these guys on forums are saying, where they're dissatisfied with their sex life. Absolutely not. And again, I think that's because I've humbled myself and I've gotten to a point where I'm like, yeah, 4 out of 5 or 3 out of 5 of the girls that I sleep with are going to be pretty cute to hot, like in that range. And then 1 in 5 will be like, holy shit. Like I have to keep this girl. Like Jesus fucking Christ. Like she's hot as shit. So my sex life is great. I'm very happy with my sex life. And I think that's the only thing that really matters. That's probably the only question that should ever matter to any of you. Are you happy with your sex life? If you're not, and you want hotter girls, then go for it. If you are, then awesome. I would still advise you to keep improving yourself. I will be. I'm going to be improving for the next fucking 40 years or whatever, right? And as I work on my body, I'm going to get hotter girls. I'll talk about that in a little bit. I'll talk about that in a separate section. But the other thing I'll say is getting good at retention really helps things. Because then when you do get a girl that you are really, really, really attracted to, you will know that she's most likely going to stick around for a while, long enough for you to find a second really hot girl that you're really, 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 really attracted to. And now look, you have 2 really hot girls sleeping with you at the same time. At that point, you can't tell me you're unsatisfied with your sex life. If you have 2 girls that you're dating that you close your eyes and you jerk off over at night, what more do you want? Maybe you want 3. Sure, fine. There's other goals and you know you probably want more than that. Fine. But you're not going to be posting on forums that you're dissatisfied, that you're not banging enough hot girls, that you're always in this perpetual, like trying to chase this high, like it's just out of reach. I can't quite get as many hot girls as I need. So I think retention and improving that goes a long way to giving you a satisfactory life. Too many guys just focus on how do I get laid? And then that's their ticket to a sex life. But what that means is you're constantly running on a treadmill that you can never get off. The second you step off, wait 2 weeks and all the girls have stopped seeing you and now you have no chance to have sex, right? I never wanted that. I always wanted to get good at retention and I'm pretty damn fucking good at retention. I'll phrase it like that. I have a retention guide on my website. I'll leave a link in the show notes below of how you can improve at that. But that always helped me a lot. On this path to having a satisfying sex life, knowing that most of the girls that I date will be happy to see me for as long as I want to date them, right? And then when you get some hot girls, you're like, cool, like here's 2 hot girls that I can fucking jerk off over when I close my eyes. Cool, I'm set, right? And anyone else is a bonus. for me, that doesn't mean that I pause when I have two hot girls. Obviously, like, you know, I'm someone that likes a bit of variety. Imogen and I like to have threesomes and fuck around a bit. So, you know, but it's like you get to slow down when you have two ridiculously hot girls. And you can kind of put that to a side and say, okay, now I can focus on my self-improvement or my other missions or whatever I'm working on. So, yeah. I will also say I'm still working on my self-improvement. Keep that in mind. So I'm satisfied where I am right now, but that doesn't mean I'm not pushing even further along, yeah? So I'm working on my body, obviously my money, my life, my confidence, my style, all that shit that we're all working on. It's like, let's say I'm 80%. Okay, let's say I'm like 75% of the way of where I want to be, yeah? Maybe with my body, I'm about 50% of where I want to be with, but in general, I'm about 75% where I want to be. So over the next few years, as I keep working on that shit, I'll be able to get hotter girls much more easily. That'll be fucking awesome. I'm satisfied now. But yes, I feel like I want to keep improving, of course. To answer your question, do I struggle with feeling like I'm not getting enough hot girls? Fuck no. No, no, no. Absolutely not. Not even remotely. No, fuck no. Like, that hasn't been on my mind for probably a year. So in the past, yes, I really did. Let's bring it back to you, Ed, and answer this question for you. Yes, you will eventually bang hot girls. You even kind of said that in your question. As for whether or not you will bang enough or whether or not that will be enough for you, that will depend on your definition. It will also depend on how good you get at retention so that you won't be constantly chasing new tail every single day. That's the feeling of dissatisfaction that I think a lot of guys are talking about. It's this feeling of, it's not just, they're framing it in terms of, I can't get enough hot girls, or I don't have enough hot girls in my life. But my immediate question to them would be, how many of them do you keep around for 6 months? Because if you kept around one or two of them for 6 months, you'd have a pretty decent sex life, a sex life that rivals pretty much every other guy out there. You probably wouldn't be as unsatisfied as you are right now. And then you could just work on getting a couple extra girls here and there and have a bit of fun on the side. You know what I mean? So where was I going? I forgot. Yeah, so work on your retention. I also don't know what the expectations or goals are of the guys that you're talking about on the forums, the elite guys. As I said, if they wanted something like a new hot girl, like ultra hot girl, like ridiculously hot girl every single week, which I think some of them do want that, that's going to take a shitload of work, yeah? It's going to feel like they haven't made it for a while until they get towards that. And I would also say to them, how many girls are you talking to? And that's the question that you probably should have asked every single elite guy who says, or who you perceive to be dissatisfied with his sex life. The first question should be, how many girls did you talk to this week? And if he says anything less than 200, then there you go. You know what I mean? Especially when we're talking about elite guys who should be comfortable talking to a shitload of women. If you're not talking to 200 girls a week and then you're saying, my sex life sucks, you have no excuse, right? When I get to periods where I'm like when Imogen and I first moved to this city and we didn't know anyone, man, I must have talked to like a fucking 1,000 women. Are you serious? Do you know how many matches I had on Tinder? How many people I spammed on Hinge? I installed all the dating apps like I tell all you guys to do. We did the same on hers. She had like 4 dating apps installed. So did I. We just went batshit. We used a ton of boosts, right? We went all in with that shit. We would have talked to 1,000 chicks, like absolutely, or had 1,000 matches. Probably 1,000 messages by the time I copy-pasted so many to Hinge, right? So the point is, you can't complain about your sex life or I'm not getting enough hot girls if you're not willing to just go batshit crazy with the numbers game. Now, that doesn't mean you need to keep doing that forever. I'm not sitting here messaging 1,000 girls this week. Jesus Christ, I don't have time for that. But I was dissatisfied when we first moved here because we didn't know anyone. We didn't have any girls we were seeing. So I went nuts with it. So that's your first question that you should be asking to anyone who's elite who says, I'm not, or anyone in general who says, I'm not happy with my sex life or I don't have enough hot girls. How many girls did you talk to this week? Was it less than 200? Then shut the fuck up. You don't have any right to complain. Shut the fuck up. Seriously, shut the fuck up. You're a little bitch. Shut the fuck up. Now, that was very harsh. I don't actually know if these guys are complaining or if you're just perceiving it that way, but if they are complaining, then shut the fuck up. Go talk to 200 girls, then shut the fuck up. A bigger question that I want you, Ed, to ask yourself is, and everyone else listening, how badly do I want hot girls and how much am I willing to emotionally and physically invest in the self-improvement and the numbers game that I will need in order to get there? That's the question you should be asking yourself, not are these elite guys dissatisfied? If some of them are, that will be for a very particular reason. Like, you know, they have crazy high expectations of how many hot girls they can get, or they have those expectations, but then they're not playing the numbers game hard enough, or they have unrealistic expectations of how long they'll have to keep improving for, or they have unrealistic expectations of how high they have to climb in order to be able to bang a ton of hot girls. Because if you want ultra hot girls and a lot of them, you either need to play the numbers game like fucking crazy, or you need to make yourself fucking elite. And I'm talking elite, way further than the definition that you give and way further than anyone on my forums. Almost no one on my forums is elite. I don't call myself elite. If you're talking, you want to get to the level where you can be banging fucking supermodels multiple times a week, you need to be above and beyond what every one of my forums is, right? Doesn't mean no one can get there, but you need to absolutely just go sky high with that shit. Or play the numbers game like crazy. Both of those are perfectly fine, or do a mixture of both, whatever. You get the point that I'm making. Don't sit on the forums and complain when you're not ultra, ultra, ultra elite and you haven't been playing the numbers game like crazy. So if you want hot girls badly enough, just like everything, you will get there if you're willing to do the work. If you want it badly enough, you'll make it happen. That's entirely on you, though. That is not on me. So I'll finish off by saying, if you guys want help with that, or coming up with a plan of self-improvement, or feeling like you actually deserve hot girls, or you have no idea, you've listened to all this and you're like, how the fuck do I even get myself elite? Hit me up for coaching. Go to killyourinnerloser.com/coaching and I will force your ass to be successful. And there's one thing that every single one of you listening to this can go out and do right now, and that is go talk to more girls. That truly is the solution to all of your problems. Go talk to more girls right this second.